We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting for September 22nd, 2020 to order. I'll rise for the pledge. Welcome, everyone. Do we know who the 218 is?
That would be Chad Katzenberger with SEH.
Oh, okay. All right, well then we'll move on then to public comments. I'll give any public a minute here just to get on in the event that they want to make a comment.
I don't know who that is. Chad's already listed there.
It's me. I'm dialed in and on via online as well.
Thank you.
We'll move on then from public comments and move on to agenda review. Is there any additions or deletions or moving around the agenda that you need to?
Mayor, Council, I got nothing.
Council, anything? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the agenda as written. Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Approved. Consent agenda. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Agenda passed. Don't see Chief, but...
He can't make it tonight, but I did put together... I apologize, it's a little hard to read. Fine font. I got my cheater, so... as of right now, everything... I've gone through and accounted for. And probably through the month of September, if you look on the first page here of the report I submitted to the state for August, right now we have $21,815 left. So right now we've used about $16,835 of the $38,600. I don't know from a city standpoint what else we wanted to pursue with that money versus what the fire department's wish list is.
Questions on that?
But Chief will hopefully be here for next meeting. We can discuss in further detail as far as what the fire department's looking for in relation to the CARES Act. Yeah, I mean, I kind of put in the budget, in the agenda, what they had back in July, but I haven't got nothing updated. But kind of shows you a rough idea of.
It sounded like washer and dryer have moved up the priority list.
Yes. Yep. I think more so, I think them two versus, yeah, anything else.
I don't have any other ideas.
Yeah, I mean, we might as well move forward. Washer and dryer for sure. other items. Yeah. Still left before we have to use any of it. I was trying to find two before the meeting. I know there was an item, I don't know if it was the mayor's listserv or if it was the general listserv, talking about turnout. And I haven't been able to find the thread again. So there was a question, CARES Act can be used for that. And I didn't see the discussion. I don't know if you saw
that. I've seen some of it, and it's very gray matter, that is. I've seen where someone said they bought gear, and others said, well, they don't feel it's directly related to COVID. You know, it comes down to key point.
Well, let's keep going along the way here. See what happens with the advisement. I did find my email. So what's the city of Waverly? Was one of the ones that used money to buy turnout gear. And there is a response to that. I have no idea. That says that their city has two lawyers looking at it. Each one has 14 remarks. So hopefully maybe more cities will weigh in on this. Or maybe the lawyer will. Then we'll just move. Well, you want to have the chief try to get bids for that?
Yeah.
I know it might be very limited. How many people need? I should put this. I don't know if there's a fire department rule in the type of washer dryer. Gotta imagine there probably is. My washer and dryer.
So do we want to have them move forward with the gear extractor and washer? Do we want them to move forward with the gear dryer too?
Well, just get bids for them.
Okay.
And then we can
bids make for a next decision. Meeting.
You better have more members than throwing darts. Listening to you.
Bids for the washer.
Move on then to old city business, building permit for the Railroad Street.
All right. So in relation to that, I had the chance to talk to our planner. And basically, you can see in our code, zoning ordinance A-15, permitted principal uses. Retail, office, or business services, uses that are conducted within an enclosed building, residential dwelling units within the same building as a retail, office, or business service use is allowed in the business downtown mixed-use district. So basically, kind of with reading that and talking to our planner, the conclusion we came to is he can technically kind of have the one building as kind of classified as R1. The buildings are connected and it's on one parcel. He can fit that mixed use long as he continues to run it. Is that clear to Kevin? Running a business out of the other part of the building there. Then he's okay.
Do you ever get the name of his business?
I have no idea, honestly. I can check on that.
Once you get the name of the business, then you just want to double check it. See that it's nice. Our safeguard and making sure that it's safe.
And I think right now, though, is we're going to have the hold up, though. Is it? And I'll have to maybe talk to Scott about it a little further with the MinSpec, is how to issue the permit. They want to classify that as R1 while the renters are still there. Because as you know, Mayor Lund brought up last meeting, can't evict anybody under the current orders. So be on that or what we do or how we handle that. So that's another kind of wrench in the mix here.
Day by day. Folks, any questions for staff? Move on then to water tower and water main improvement project update.
All right, so Chad, if I'll just give a quick brief over, and then if you just want to chime in.
Sure.
Basically, from what I understand, we had the company that was going to do the sealing of the well come in and look to see if there was double cased, and at least we found it was cased. That'll help in the extra costs. But I did get some confirmation from at Colstead with Minnesota Department of Health that we should be able to apply for grant monies for that. So what I'll end up doing is probably working with Ed Katzenberger with SEH on submitting an application for that. And then, Chad, you got anything to add?
No, just, last time we talked about the fact that they did some exploration to find that the well's not dual case, so that was good news, but that not so great news is the fact that it's still quite a bit of work and expense to decommission that well going through the roof hatch, because they got to bring in a kind of a crane mast and some specialty equipment. Sounds like you've done some legwork, Jeremy, and might be able to get at least a piece of that potentially covered by grant funds. But we're talking about a $35,000 effort here to get this thing sealed up and decommissioned properly.
Yeah, what do we figure that is over what the bid was?
Well, that would be in addition to what the bid was. So the original well sealing number was about $16,000, I believe. And that was working out the assumption that they would simply go in and pull the pump and then grout it up. And the difference being, now we're dealing with material that has sloughed off into the bottom of the well that needs to be removed down to a certain level, as well as it possibly being opened up a bit wider. So it's almost like we're having to almost re-drill the well for all intents and purposes so that they can get the cement grout down into the formation.
Okay. And it would be a $10,000 grant, is that correct, Chad?
Yeah, they award those in $10,000 increments.
Also, any questions for Chad? Not appear to be any questions for you.
All right, Chad, well, I'll keep in touch with you and work with you on the grant application and keep this moving forward.
Okay. Sounds good.
On then to application for conditional use permit. Hopefully everybody saw the letter that Jeremy got in the packet, looking for some greater clarification. Matt?
So if council has anything they would like to add in on side, main thing is right now we haven't had any major construction in the last 5 years that they're requesting. But I will note, make it clear that it will impede any future growth that way. Because we are looking at what 20, 25 years, if that solar farm is put up. So.
Also, if anybody has any input that they want to input later, email Jeremy directly. Looks like the meeting will be on October 20th for the Planning Commission. Even though the Planning Commission gives a green light, I don't believe that's the end all. I think that's what it's going to be for the board to opportunities. Voice our opinion, whichever way you're being. On then to new city business. Fence for the Granger Street?
We've gone back and forth on this issue about the grinder station on Jacob Street. The parcel that sits on in right of way, owned by Mary Wilson. We had gotten a locate, and Greg came up the next morning and said, "You gotta come look at this. You gotta plant trees all around the grinder station." And you know, we have in there that you can't plant trees in the boulevard, which they would have been in the boulevard. So we went and talked to the property owners at 152 Jacob Street there. So kind of the compromise was is that we would, you know, put a 4-foot high fence up kind of around the because they were talking about they want to build on the lot next to them there, just to the north of them. And we had said, well, we would put, I would bring it to council, and my proposal would be we would put a fence up once the construction is done there, because the problem we have is we put the fence up now and they do build there while we feel where the water's stubbed in, and where it's stubbed in is right there. We're going to take that fence down in order. It doesn't make sense. Well, I'd bring it up to council, see if they had any objections to it, but we I guess they were under the understood that we were going to do it anyways, but I'm talking to Greg, we had thought at that time they, you know, they didn't seem to think Greg was under the misunderstanding that they didn't care one way or the other, but they've said they would like to see something there. But I bring it forth to council, and I don't think council would have any objection to it. So, you know, unless council has any objection to it, that's what I will let them know, that that's their plan. But my suggestion would be is that we don't do it until, you know, the construction's done. You know, if they do.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to put something up to take it down. Counsel, any objection to that process? Now to the fun part of the evening, the 2021 proposed budget tax levy. Remember, guys, as we go through this process, we can always lower this number in December. We cannot go above it.
All right, so just I'll start off from our budget workshop. So what I did, worst case scenario, you know, we talked about rentals, what we were going to do with rentals. We kind of take the first, you know, two quarters we talked about, where we had very minimal rentals. I went and looked and I thought, well, what's our best case scenario, even if we have rentals? But right now for the community center, we have two rentals. We have three rentals for the park, and we have six rentals booked for the hall. So that'd be our best case scenario right now. My thought process was, do we just eliminate it, them fees? I mean, you know, it depends which day you watch the news or which news station you watch. You know, they're talking, you know, this is going to carry until, you know, mid next year almost, it seems like. I mean, I hate to budget something, you know, just like we've taken LGA out, would it be wise for us just to eliminate rent? And, you know, I mean, obviously we have a park, which I think is, you know, nice open space where you can get the 250 crowd or actually have a. So it'd just be kind of my first item to kind of finalize out here on the prelim budget, what we want to do there. We can do, you know, the best case scenario of, okay, we're going to say two rentals for community center, three park, six for the hall, or you just want to eliminate it. Want to keep the park in there, or do you want to eliminate that too? It's the only one I have in there, because that's all we've really been just for the member.
Did we get him again?
Yep, so that'd be bonus money. Not my bonus money, though. Then just jump into kind of where we left off. One item I added was new office chairs. We got two on the IR right now, so I did add in new office chairs, six new chairs. Legal fees, we're still comfortable with 30,000.
I think we should be. How much so far to date?
About 30. But yet now three of that is close to COVID, and then there's other expenses. So it's around 20 to 25 that's been on the litigation. And that's going to go out. We budgeted 50 because, you know, the court hearings are going to be here in November and December, and then that. Definitely.
That's going to double?
I would like to say no, but.
Well, it depends on emotion.
How long is court? How much research are they going to do, you know, in October here? Because we have a bunch of information that we've compiled. The attorneys to go through what they want to decipher as useful or not. So, I mean, I easily could see that bill going up 10, 15.
Yeah. And then that would basically.
Yeah, right. Right. It, you know, and I don't know. You know, if we could somehow come to an agreement at the end of the year, too, then that'd be great.
Results and the right. Anybody else have a strong opinion either way?
Yeah, and hopefully in December we'll have a better feel for that too. We have to move some monies around and move some money around in December. So one thing I changed too in general government buildings for up here, it's trees. Greg had measured everything out. He thought it'd be best. I had six trees in there. We thought we'd do eight trees all along, whole way there. Talked about at one time doing an ornamental tree in front of the cover one. He says, let's do that. When that grows, and then if there's something that needs to be added or there needs to be a fix or anything of that nature, you know, there we are again. Tree removal. Oh, we decided against that, but figured eight trees. And then one other thing Greg brought up, what he would like is a gravel bucket to add on the podcast. So when he's got to go and push the brush pile out there, he can grab the branches and butt it up. You know what I mean? Versus taking the bobcat push. He's already had one of them come through the glass door. So, yeah. So that was one other thing I added in there into the budget from what we've discussed. Added the core radar signs in town. I've looked at seal coating for 2021 for Railroad Street. So I upped that a little bit because what we looked at is maybe the baseball road, seal coating that since we have the state tournament stuff coming up. There's just some parts of it that are a little bit alligator, but a good majority of it's in decent. It could use that would be good to end the project and get that done. In the park, one thing we added in the, I've added in there too now is just putting cameras in the park. You know, we've talked about it in the past for quite some time. Greg said he's come in and talked to us about there's other just, you know, damages in the park, some to the building, you know, on the doors. Is it two ducks?
Yes.
Two ducks have been killed.
One with rocks and one with a baseball.
Yeah. And just, you know, other various things, and kids throwing crap in the toilets, and, you know, just so we can get some of the people on camera, maybe, you know, then we can address them and stop some of these issues. So we kind of looked at, you know, a nice system, $2,000.
That's
not bad. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cover the whole park. I mean, unfortunately, it's getting to that time. You know, it's almost getting to two where we gotta, you know, have a hammer on the compost, recycling in the dumpsters, the buildings too, because people are getting rid of crap on our dime. What was it? Four cameras system, or was it six? Cameras? Maybe six. Four to six cameras when it has a central unit. We get something, you know, that could be controlled. We can do a live feed and or pull up the recordings. So we'd get done that every recording. And that.
End up keeping this in the budget. You want to start doing some work on ordinances around to how we keep the video, how long we have to keep the video. All that.
Yeah, policy maybe even on cameras. Someone coming. Hey, you got footage from 2011?
Well, to see if it's, I don't know how that footage entails in regards to private data versus public data.
Yeah.
You know that information or information act.
I'll look into that. We'll want to look at that. One other thing we talked about was re-roofing the bandstand. I didn't add that in there. Me and Greg did look at it. We figured that would be 4 more years. I mean, there's no curling or nothing with them. You know, if we can get, you know, 3 more years out of them, might as well get 3 more years out. So we thought that was good. Nothing else in what we into the community hall that we've talked about was getting the far side floors done, replacing LED, two LED lights on the ramp. So really the only real biggest thing I've added to the budget here is what we got is the demolition of the water. It was about $40,000 in the bid. Talked to our engineers, they thought maybe we could $30,000, but yet I'd like to keep it at 40 because what we would like to do too is me and Greg went up there and looked at it, and there's some piping we'd like to redo. If we're going to get rid of that tower, there's some piping that we need to redo too, which would be where the standpipe is. Take that T-pipe and build a tower, because right now that shutoff is about 3 feet above ground, and that's all open area. We'll have to heat that right now, keep that so it don't freeze there. That tower down, and then you get a hydrant there, and there's 4 to 6 people run off that line to services. So we'd like to get that all done. So you know, that's the big thing. The big thing to the budget right now is about $40,000. You know, I don't know if necessarily, you know, the water funds that about, you know, hovers around that $100,000. Surplus, you know, to deplete that, it'd be tough, and I don't want to hit water rates anymore either. But I'd be looking at that in the general fund. But with that, everything we've talked about, we've added in there. Roughly, we got to make up about $56,500. So, one of the things I looked at, I went back and looked at our 2019. Kind of where we were cash flow wise. And as you can see here, so right now you get 50% cash flow. We have about $116,540. I've taken the notation of 2018-19 expenses, you know, things that need to be accounted for. You take them items out, we still have about $1,000 that I'm comfortable with in surplus money that we can use. You know, one way or another, when we set the budget, either look at using those monies to compensate for that projected net loss of $56,000, or using that money, you know, as the potential loss of LGA. So there's that great fine line right now, too, because, you know, our street projects are mainly funded by LGA, local government aid. So, you know, if we weren't to use any of those monies, and what I base that off is our actual year-end numbers 2019. That's not accounting for anything 2020. One thing to remember, too, is we are about $40,000 to the good on our street project. But it really doesn't affect the general fund too much because we use the, you know, the general account doesn't get that boost to 40,000. It gives that savings account a nice boost. So, you know, and also with that, you know, with the city reserves, you know, there are monies in city reserves that always can be used to help out with things too. And that would be a possibility if we wanted to use city reserves, you know, for the power generation too.
Put it in there, monies for potentially new hire to help potential replacement of.
No, there's nothing in there built in the budget for, you know, additional wages that way.
At this point, our best interest monies in the budget to be able to hire a new person to help battle and transition the position. If we don't ever need to use it next year, that's great. Or if we can find out more information, I think we probably should have a person.
We have some other issues too.
An idea of where the temperature is. We got 4 months, 12 months, 16 months.
Well, 108 days, you know, where are we at?
So I would encourage us to improve some dollar amount in regards to wages for that employee. Necessarily.
Yeah, are we thinking part-time right now? Right? Versus are we just full-time? Or what are the companies? Thoughts on that? I mean, I put a little thought on that. If we looked at part-time, something like $1,000 in the budget, probably about 10 of that we can take out of water and sewer fund because that's going to be half the work. You know, 40% at times is really water and sewer.
I think that would be
it would be nice, but that is And that's the difficult thing right now is getting someone that has all the necessary needs for the job, and that would be, you know, your sewer. We can get by, you know, Kurt Reeds won't do, you know, one step in for Kurt. Well, he has too many other commitments. But he definitely would stay on and help where he could, and get us the hours we need for water and do the reporting for So we'd be covered that way. But there's still going to be the legwork, the field work. You know, they're spraying the weeds, mowing at the ponds, you know, and maintenance grounds. And, you know, there's all that other stuff that we have to fill.
I don't know if you want him with Mel. I mean, he's here already.
Well, the rumor I'm hearing is Mel might not come back.
I think if we can get back and typically you don't shadow somebody for a year.
And in the real world if you get a month. Now granted I know
and that's why we would a year we'd like to get.
Yeah, I think it's $70,000 in the budget.
Yeah. Depends on the day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, so it's hard to say because I have pressed him a little bit about it. And really, he's told me, he says, I don't know, I could be here another 5 years. I could be gone in six.
I don't think Greg would screw this
up. No, I would hope he would, you know, give us a, you know, a window. Right. No. But at least, you know, better in 2 weeks would be nice, you know. So, yeah. You know, like a 3 to 6 month window would be nice.
So, yeah. How much time would you want be available to shadow? 1 month, 3 months? I would say not the whole year.
Be nice. That's be nice.
And I'd also like feedback on that. Well, I don't know if you're a person licensed.
You know, and the thing that no matter what we do, like, hold me on it, but I think you need at least 1 year in the field even to be able to take your D for license, you know, for licensing. I mean, they can do the work. And then it's, I believe it's 2 years for C. So we'd have to hang on the curve for a couple more years after, which we'd be covered there. So then it would just be, what do we, I'd say at least 3 months, what do you want to look at? I would think it would be nice.
Whenever we end up hiring somebody, if you can help out here,
and that's the tough part because I think when he pulls the plug, he's going to pull the plug. He's up north.
I don't know.
So, what are the council? Because tonight we can set it wherever we want and we can't go home. So, if we end up sitting down with Greg, we find out that it's sooner than later.
Yeah.
Then I mean, that's really a time crunch for us.
I think 3 months is, I think a lot of people would love to have that much overlap on the job, but I think that's bad. I think that's what you have seen that you're going to do without knowing.
And like I said, between now and December, personnel committee, sit down with the panel and get the temperature. I mean, we're not going to. Whatever we come up with out of it, it's not going to be, oh, you said this, and now you're doing that. I mean,
yeah.
I think we all are definitely flexible. We need to be prepared if the plug gets pulled quicker than if the plug stays in place.
Yeah, so what kind of dollar amount are you thinking?
Find somebody.
Wow,
that's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, volunteering.
And the thing is, I mean, I think these guys are in demand.
It's
so we're not going to be in the driver's seat.
No, unfortunately,
not fully. I would say, but not as much as we like.
Do you think we'd really get it for the same amount that we started when we break off with?
That's kind of, you know, what I'm thinking here is if we, you know, right now, I don't know if you want it to be full-time, you want to go full-time or you want to go 20 hours a week or 40 hours a week? What's the thought there? Let's start with factor in 40 at 20 bucks an hour maybe for 12 weeks.
How much an hour?
You know, 20.
Yeah, we could do it in the
You know, so we're probably looking at $10,000 for 3 months.
15 How much do you pay besides?
Yeah, right now, just put it in like under contracted services for now, and then we can maybe move it around and maybe distribute into thirds between the water, sewer, and general fund.
As long as we have it in there, yes.
We're accounting for it.
That holds a 1% increase.
5,000, about 5,120, somewhere in there. Wait in a minute.
Sounds about what we usually are.
If I zero that out, I'll tell you what it is. 71,542, was it? Okay. Right about. Like we're saying, that's an absolute worst case scenario.
Yep. Maybe, but and then by the time we do the final, we get greater than better news than we thought about the loss. And we don't have to worry about that. You know, maybe any of these other things too.
Yeah. And like I said, we can then at that time do be looking at reserves. Have a better idea where we are in 2020. We can look at reserves to dwindle that number down too for some of our expenses. So the number we want for the resolution is 583,419.
Council, any other final thoughts? Otherwise, it looks like you come to a conclusion, at least at this point in time, on the plunder. There's no other thoughts or any changes to it, then I would look for a motion to set the proposed property tax levy preliminary budget for 2021 at $583,419.
Budget tax levy at $582,000.
And you know what? What we can do is I think we're just going to approve the resolution, that number in there.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be good because then that will also, we'd be approving the levy at $583,419 and then setting the public comment meeting for the final budget for December 8, 2020 at 7 o'clock. And that's all. On the resolution. So all I got to do is add that 583,419 in the resolution.
And then your motion.
On my motion to approve resolution for 2014 with the 580.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2020-14. This will include the levy dollar amount of $583,419. Any discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Basie, aye.
All right.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed. We have a budget preliminary lease. On
council reports.
And Buckingham. Councilman Tracy?
Nothing here.
Faulkner is excused. Councilman Buckler?
Nothing.
Only thing I have is to deal with something that came up on the weekly call with our COVID group in Carver County in regards to if we start looking to open up more things. They, the health group is strongly suggesting that anybody who has a rental for any of our properties, that we get their preparedness plan in the event that somebody does positive. And the preparedness plan is they're basically going to tell us how they're going to socially distance. You know, they're going to adhere to the guidelines. If somebody does get test positive, how they're going to track the people that were there, and how they're going to do the things and all that. It was a suggestion that was made, let's say, by California Health. And there's a Carver's opening wide back up with the MDH guidelines. We're opening up all their buildings. That's what's in there. And the consensus was meetings every Monday. Now that school is open again and some of the numbers are starting to go back up, there was a thought we might go quite some more. We're still going to go every Monday morning, at least for the foreseeable future. And that's all I have. Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting for September 22nd, 2020. All in favor?
All in
favor, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? We are adjourned at 7:00.